Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, and I am bringing on the co-host tonight to do his show. Let's welcome once again. Are you on with us, Chinupu Guhamani?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having us back
okay.
on. Thank you.
We have Chinupu Guhamani, who is going to be introducing his guest and doing his show, and he is on with us now, so I am checking out. And we have someone else. No, right now. Okay, we have right now. There is no one else on with us as of yet. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, in Indian country, the Lakota people be doing a lot of great stuff, helping and serving people. So for people that are calling in and getting ready to tune in, please introduce yourself and the state you're calling from and your name. Your tribal affiliation would be grateful. This is Chinupu Guhamani coming to you guys again on behalf of Shedding Light through my sister Leona and for many other indigenous people that need to get their voices heard and word out there of what's going on under said reservation. I'm going to start the show off with the opening prayer in Lakota. Here's my prayer for everyone that is getting ready to tune in. Opila tanke chicha. Ho tonkaslo akantanka kichi maneta. Petu waste unyak ubinka. Opila tanka e chicha pi. Tatia topo gna leta ku iwongla kokte. Nie e chetka ho chicha pi. Tatanka oyate. Echako oyate. Wambali oyate, sitesa palaki, oyate ni tchopi kumhena eta, wo kikilina oyate chimpi, wichak o kita komuni zanya umpikte, tchokata, yo, makhan kata. Wo che kikile isnala o kiyo hapi, na wankata kya o chi makhaki, agnevra sti akhpa apiku, wankata kya lechus e wakhatanka huaki. Enisha o chi taku waslo ike hena lu hapi, nani mwia, Dwa Makashina Kyunki Hata Ned Hokia Dinikt. Oe Chuha Wakatakya Wakatka Kichimane Tukile Leampe Tuki Matuanishness Leake Chanupa Glamane Isha O Kansula Hirtak in Wocheki, Yusichapi. Natona Hok left at the Opok de Kilila Opilatanka Atia, Ewakila. O let's Iblable, O Metaki. Good evening for some of the listening audience that are getting ready to tune in to the Voices of Indigenous People Radio on behalf of Shedding Light, my sister Leona. I wanted to take this opportunity and time to share something very systematically inclined to the said reservations. The Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is facing a real solid turmoil in what is happening in the political realm on behalf of the Oglala Sioux tribe and everything that was implemented through the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934. The reason I wanted to bring this issue up, I've been helping a lot of our elders on the said Pine Ridge, and I call it the said Pine Ridge because many others say they really work and contribute to the needs of our people that are in need of financial, you know, assistance, existence through wood, propane, clothing, food. And many organizations come into the reservation that say they're going to do things. But unfortunately, they want something to profit off it before they can contribute any type of assistance. So it puts our people in a hovel to determine where their liabilities come from. But keep in mind, listening audience, the American system that was brand new and forced upon our people, when you go back into history and you look at the first colonists' arrival in 1492, a majority of the eastern tribes from Maine to Florida sacrificed themselves and really stepped up to the corruption of what white privilege, white America, had implemented when they took our country and put it into a denial and named it America. And so tribal governments that were illustrated through certain mechanisms that pertain to a treaty standpoint. Our people have lost that collective consciousness by asserting treaty standards. And to this day, in 2021, we see the history repeat itself. And Americans have created something in our country that is very hurtful and harmful to our people. And yet, when Native people take a standing stride against, you know, ridding the behavior of what corruption has been built on, our people forgot that as primitive we once were, we lived according to our Earth Mother, the Great Mystery, the four directions of wind and the animals that also occupied this great country of ours known as Turtle Island. And the reason I stress this understanding openly this way is to give people a chance to really look at the conditions of said reservations, because in major cities within a large, you know, populated state, a lot of our people of color are facing similar circumstances that occur on a reservation. But I've always been not optimistic, but I've always been positive in thinking that our people can rid themselves of this evil if they get back into the basis of what human rights symbolically stands for. Now, I know there's a majority of people that really want sovereignty to express its public opinion. Sovereignty is a Bible word. And needless to say, the American Indian movement advanced and challenged sovereignty when they were a group of trying to assert human rights, stand on the traditional protocols that gave them the ability to assert those human rights. Unfortunately, a majority of our people have forgotten the independent structure through a nation-state status or status. The reason I mention these things very openly because, and this is where the because comes in, I have seen a majority of things undertake the responsibilities of what colonial practices have done to the said tribal nations. And lo and behold, what happened continuously repeats the same findings of how America practiced and perfected colonial policies to take away those human rights. And so in 2021, we are being bombarded with certain behaviors that don't give us the characteristic to present ourselves from the assembly of how the United Nations International Covenants on Civil and Political Rights have been illustrated. The Lakota people, on the other hand, mainly the Strongheart Warrior Society, took on a certain position in implementing these changes of virtues that present a covenant to undertake what respects they can have as individuals in a territory that is naturally theirs. And I'm meaning the territory which we know in indigenous country as Turtle Island. So recognizing that present covenant without any distinction of any kind, we include many others that also have been violated. And when I say many others, I'm also reflecting to my African people from the continent of Africa that were illegally forced over here and used as the workforce to create a heaven and hell for the American people. And why do I call it a heaven and hell? Well, first of all, poverty is the hell. The struggle of conditions that we are bombarded through states, county, tribal, and federal legislation measures. They keep taking these things of a value. And I call them a thing because in America, the wherewithal of it through congressional powers that sit in the White House and Capitol Hills, Capitol Rotunda to discuss, you know, what virtues are supposed to be. Remember that whole Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, is a small replica of Rome, if you've ever been there. I've been there countless amounts of times, and I don't like the town. I don't like what it stands for. But imagine when Rome set out to conquer the world. They too were defeated by nomadic virtues of people that lived off land and that were struggling to remain free. And so when I talk about how white privilege, white supremacy, white wherewithal, and white thing have been more of a challenge for people of color. White think is the most dominant principle. White think. The reason why it's the most dominant principle is that when laws that are provided for people that are being forced to be part of slave labor, okay, slave labor, when you mention those kind of things as a necessary major, they restrict you from accepting those opportunities of what you had as a human being, no matter what color, creed you were and what you still are. And please don't take this understanding in a rapid behavior, listening audience. I've been struggling for the past couple of weeks to keep our radio show on behalf of my sister, Leona, giving us this opportunity to have this show. And many brothers and sisters that gave us the help to initiate certain things to keep our radio show afloat. They, you know, a game's a game if you want to play it. But talk's talk. And the reason why I reflect to that, because I try to tell people, look, our words need to be brought out. Our extreme behavior that happens in everyday circumstance in said reservations, states, counties, cities, those are the things that are unfolding because of what this country has done to the First Nations people and many others of color. And I reflected that because all these resistant measures that brought this so-called country, is white supremacy, to a standstill was the death of our brother, the late George Floyd. And so I look at this from an economic and a cooperation of a based public principle of a mutual benefit because of implementing what sociological deformatories happen at the discretion of white supremacy, white think, white privilege, white wherewithal. And that does sound heinous, and that does sound, you know, in a form of being blasphemous. And those are the opinions that people have without understanding the national and social origin of why the political behavior neutralizes that freedom of a status or status by exercising the rights that you have as that First Nations person or being in a human form, whether you're a female or a male. Before the colonists ever arrived in this country, my people lived without care. They lived without worry. They lived without hatred. The reason why I only use those three syllables, care, hatred, and worry, because our philosophy in life, we loved each other. We loved each other, so we implemented that sharing virtue. No one was left out. We had an avenue of a real strong honor for each other when we crossed at everyone's territory. We gifted each nation with certain gifts as we was passing through from ancient times, beginning with time immemorial. So those subject matters that are measured by how America implements those colonial powers and practices, we have gotten away from them in that physical form because how, you know, when you're being deprived and arbitrarily, you can't come into your country or do anything without getting approval from white, you know, supremacy, the supreme power, which is so-called the white because of their golden rule. Well, they too created something that was very difficult for themselves. And I've urged a lot of people during this current, you know, pandemic through this corona virus, this sickness that's being plagued upon our people. Every sickness that occurred in our country was created by the white race, meaning the white man. And the reason for that, our people had a way of believing what we practiced with our value of life because we lived off the land. We had our own herbal remedies that were essential to our everyday living and our survival. And we extended that measure as a way of teaching our young generations that were behind us how to adapt to primitive culture. Primitive culture, meaning the land, the air, the water, trees, the animal nations. That was a far greater opportunity to implement what was really said as schools of education. Schools of education. We never had them in our principles of living as a free nation's people. That status has always been there because a nation of people lived according to how the women provided things for us and made the men do the public services and their calls of duty to protect and serve them. And so over time, in a new modern era, we have never ever relinquished that nation status, because every time when people talk about political endeavors, okay, those political endeavors are vested upon treaties and certain constitutions that was created from the Iroquois Confederacy. And these are the measures that kept us free from the behavior of white philosophical standards. The white
What you say, Chinoop, is so interesting, but the board is lit up, and I'd like to know if you want to have some feedback from
yes,
all of your
yes.
guests.
Can all of you
please introduce yourselves and then maybe respond to some of the things that Chinoop Aguhamani has been saying? Please introduce yourself. Hello? The board is lit up. I don't know what's going on.
Hello?
Last
can you hear us?
Yes, please.
Hello, this is Jabril from the Independent Delegate Nation. Can you hear us out there?
We can hear
you.
Yeah,
we can hear you. I can hear you.
This is Jenny from Northwest Montana, the Blackfeet Reservation.
Hello, how you doing, Jenny?
All right.
My sister Leona said the board's lit up, so you got Jabril, you got Jenny. Any other participants on tonight's show of what I've been explaining to people on a heavy note, because I've witnessed things happening today on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, even though we're still serving our poor people, mainly our elders and families that are in need, with firewood and warmth and food. I got into this heavy, you know, attribute through the public, you know, awareness of what we were talking about, because it's been more of a common goal to give this information out to people, because that's what's happening today. Our people are lacked with the involvement of knowledge from whoever it may be. And so as my sister Leona took the responsibility to open the show up, when, you know, she taught Bernice an understanding how to operate it, and she also taught Amin and Jabril, and, you know, that's the problem we run into in Indian country,
you know,
all the time.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes,
you know, I really enjoy all the information you've been giving, because for many of us who are not from the Native Indians, we want to learn. And I admire you for coming on the show and putting on the show every week, Friday and Saturday, you know, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I admire you for the information you're bringing to the public. I admire Jenny. I'm sorry, I forgot his name already that just spoke. But, you know, there's so many others that come on this line, or come on this radio show, and they don't say anything. And it's almost as though they're afraid to speak out. And maybe this is part of the problem in this country, is when people are afraid to speak out, they're not getting the respect or the the things that they should be getting. So I would like to once again ask for everyone that is lit up on this radio show to please state your name, please speak, and please give some feedback to what Chinupa Guhamani has been saying about what's going on with the reservation and all the deprivations that has been going on. So please, once again, if you can please state your name and please give some feedback to Chinupa. We have, I'm going to say the last four numbers of the telephone numbers. It's 5023-1440-6814-5337, and of course 2621. So if any of you haven't introduced yourself, if you can, please, that will be great. Thank you. And I will give the show back to you, Chinupa Guhamani. Thank you so much for sharing all
Thank
the information
you.
To the public that
Thank
you have
you.
Been doing.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Great. Thank you. For what my sister just implemented in a positive virtue, please, folks, if you want to listen in, okay, that's fine too. I'll give you that public announcement because you can, you know, step into where the avenue needs. If you want to question something, if you have something that is very, you know, exceptional to what we're talking about tonight, because as I explained very in a competed, you know, virtue, and I call it a competed virtue because competed means that you point your decimal point of an arrow to point in a direction like the arm of a clock as it ticks. So I give that understanding to that because of how we're all under the colonial practices, and it becomes a reason against our own belief. And then when we get temperament, when we get angry, we explode, we create an explosion. And rather than taking that where the measure needs to be with the Caucasian folks, because how devastated their behavior is, we attack our own without having a purpose of reason. And so I accept these understandings by compelling that thing, and I call it a thing because implementing this to reach everyone gives you an opportunity to have a public discussion and create your own decisions in how you think we can go about to change this. And it's never a first until you try. And I've always stressed that in a lot of my speaking engagement, especially when I was down in Lincoln, Nebraska on the 24th of January last month to speak on behalf of human rights. And the ACLU invited me to go down there and help the native people in that said town. I went to school in that town. I graduated college in that town, the University of Lincoln. And so implementing these understandings to help our people look at what they're undertaking, because once we are corralled in a reservation, we have no rights. We have no substantiated avenue to point the blame at something, because we are not supposed to be compelling our way of life with a tribal government. A tribal government is supposed to arbitrarily help the means of said people and the conditions that are unfolding right now in 2021. Because of the housing shortage, the food shortage, the abuse of alcohol and drugs, and the homelessness. And all the people that are sitting in the tribal government's foundation, they are the ones passing judgment over the rest of humanity that are enrolled members to the said reservations that give them that opportunity to serve the purpose of the living conditions on every said reservation. I don't care if it's the Navajo, the Lakota, the Arapaho, the Cheyenne, the Crow, the Blackfeet. All of these tribes that are out there facing these circumstantial behaviors, they were never an opportunity when the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 was imposed on them. You see, here's a little brief history in a modern perspective. When my black brothers and sisters challenged the white governments and the states because of their abuse, the white man has always been a brutal people. And when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led that campaign to implement this behavior amongst the protection and the behavior and the conditions they lived in major towns and states and cities that had large populations of our black folk. Not only were they met by, you know, circumstantial resistance, they were also met by people that didn't give a damn what my black brothers and sisters were going through. And subsequently, they used that type of behavior to try to neutralize them. Unfortunately, that failed and it backfired. And so the political and civil rights that our black folks stepped up and do, they changed avenues that protected them in a manner that's still being, you know, virtified amongst the white race. The minute they gave them the opportunity to vote in our country, okay? The minute they gave our black brothers and sisters a chance to vote, the white race circled back around and finding ways to take it back. You see, this is how colonial practices work. Now, indigenous people, Indian people, no matter how I express that opportunity to you, recognize this. You have independent structure of a nation, status of a state. Let's get that out there. But you've been so badly colonized and dehumanized and falsified, characterized. Now you're pleading, just like the white Werthal people in white supremacy and white thing, you're all marching to a bell that rings or a whistle that blows like Pavlov's dogs. That's not offensive to you, indigenous people. It's the truth, and you allow it. You will never, ever take the avenues to submit to the Caucasian race to tell them, we want you to leave us alone. And you can't take it directly to them. You have to go above their head. You got to go to nation states of people. The main body is set in Geneva, Switzerland. But we also have the headquarters in upstate New York City, where the United Nations calculates and records and interferes when white America uses it bully appropriate to strip human rights from humanity. My God, indigenous people, you become the melting pot of not stepping up and saying anything because they pushed us into poverty. And we cannot come together because every group of people is trying to meet a standard, but they don't know what that standard is. Sad but true. Haven't we learned from our last involvement within the Standing Rock Sioux Tribes Reservation in North Dakota and South Dakota? Haven't we learned from that how the tribal government sold the people out and hundreds of us that went up there to try to express the opinions of public attire? And I mean express that. The water has always going to be here. It'll never go. When we all die, when Chinupa Gluhamani passes away, whether it's by a bullet or however they kill me, it doesn't matter. I'm ready to die. I'm willing to, you know, go home to the happy hunting grounds and meet my people. Because the conditions we're still living in, nobody wants to put the blame on the white race. Trump started this whole racial endeavor and exposed how hateful the white race still is in 2021. He showed their true color. And the white man always had that hidden. Now, there might be a handful of white folks that don't support that. Don't forget, it was the white women that pushed their men to be destructive. What does that tell you? If you go back to history and go back into knowing about how nations tried to conquer the world, don't ever forget when you looked at the prehistory of the Greek Catholicism. Greek Catholicism had a way of a woman that was beautiful, but she was crossed, and she was a snake, and she had snakes in her head. And if men looked at her, they turned to stone. That might be Greek folklore, but no, it actually existed. But it took Zeus's son to behead that woman. Zeus's son, and I think his name was Perseus, I think. You know, you can quote me on that or you don't, I don't care. But I'm looking to that. Now, My black brothers and sisters in Africa, this is going to blow you folks away. Here's an indigenous man. I went to Kenya. I went to South Africa. And I also went to Zimbabwe. My sister over there, Regina. Regina didn't have a last name. She only wanted to go by Regina because she went by the natural child of a female born of the sun. That was her name in the African language. A natural child that was female born of the sun. I'll never forget my sister Regina, what she taught me over there. When I was in South Africa and the other two countries of, you know, Zimbabwe and Kenya, folks, indigenous people, I didn't want to come home. I didn't want to. I wanted to stay over there because my people of the African descendants, and when I was invited over there, they still lived off the land. They were still primitive people, which is still over there. And they, too, kept the value of the tradition and language and names alive. And it's still happening over there. Even though Great Britain and all these other colonized mindsets implemented their country to try to change them and neutralize them. Nah. They took that responsibility and stood on the integrity, who they were and where they were going, because they were connected to their Earth Mother. And that's how Regina and them formed their alliance. This is what's sad here. And my brothers and sisters in South Africa, Kenya, and Zimbabwe are still living under their traditional upbringing since time immemorial, even though all those modern, you know, contaminants surround them. Now back to the indigenous people. They have, over in those countries, a certain belief system, which Americans call a religion. Well, they have a way of life over there too. No different than we indigenous people here in Turtle Island. And the remarkable thing about that country, they accepted the indigenous people for who they are, not what they are. That's how primitive people live and work. And don't forget this now. It was the indigenous people in our continent of Turtle Island that took our black folk in when they were running from slavery and captivity, rape, murder, and abuse. The Choctaw people, the Choctaw, Taskapa Honnata, the Choctaw, Oyate Tchokcha Hena, Mini Iagale Umpi, okay? The Choctaw people, they were the first ones to take the black folk in. And that's still recorded even in ancient history and modern history in 2021. And there was a little episode of where this little creek came through over there in Choctaw country calling the Bakchido. The Bakchido. I know of this because my little brother, Junior, he lives out in California. He used to share his understandings about what I talked about when I went to different states and a lot of my black folks in neighborhoods and spoke with them. And they, too, thank the indigenous people for taking them in. And that's why they have our blood in them, folks. I'd rather have the black folk with the Indian blood that can recognize the two cultures, which is forgetting to submerge because of the conditions of how America implements its chain of command. And many others have done that, too, in their countries. Took indigenous people in and did the same thing to repeat that history. Don't forget the Genghis Khan over there in those East Asian countries. Genghis Khan was a guy that stood up to evil, what the people were doing over there. Don't forget our brother down south in Mexico, Pancho Villa. He did the same thing. People always have the Spaniard and English concepts of destruction and dehumanizing characters. Well, I'm sorry, white man. Your history is about your story. That's why it's called history. If you break the word down, it's your story according to what you talk about. It's not according to what we live in and we still have to this day in 2021.
Everything man-written was created by the white race. That's how they stereotype every mechanism in a form of illegal law and order. That linguistic behavior exists amongst the white race. That's why everything has to be written. Hello? That's sad, but true. This is why the American system is a communist form of a regime. It's a communist country. And when you have a communism, you have people incarcerated no matter what color they are. Every state that has the large population of people of color has them incarcerated. The state of South Dakota, full of Indian people. The state of Arizona, full of Indian people. The state of California, full of Mexica people from Mexico. And so on. This is how heinous America has become. It's a communist regime of a country. And nobody blames them. But you have to acquire the nationality of who you are. Don't forget, when Trump was in power, he stripped our children away from these mothers and placed them in these chicken wire fenced little jails. Don't forget how heinous this white man is. He did that to me when Lehman Brightman and them did that gathering. My grandma Cecilia, my aunt Lima and them were up there in Mount Rushmore serving and standing with Lehman Brightman when they took on the challenges of the Shrine of Democracy. This was in 1970. I know, I was a kid. I was 10 years old. And the Park Service people put us in this chicken wire French corral, stripped us away from our families, and then they went after the adults. You see, this is a repeat of history, how America, Zuerthal, doesn't give a crap or a damn or shit about covenants through an economic and social cultural way of living. That's what the world courts and the world nations deal with in a brief form. That's the practice. That's the practice they still, they always ask us. You have all these fake Indians that don't have a language, that are crossbred with, that talk more of the white man's language, that when they go to the UN and meet with other people that sit in the United Nations, they talk crap. Don't forget the Dan sisters, Mary and Carrie. Mary was taken from us, but Carrie is still alive. I think she's an old grandmother now. But we stood with them when they found a gold vein in their territory with the Western Shoshone people down there in Yucca Valley, in Pleasant Valley down there in Nevada country. They did this, and that grandmother, Carrie, took it all the way to the United Nations. And the United Nations ordered America to pull out of their said ancestral homeland. That's what we're supposed to be doing, indigenous folks. You've tried every mechanism that you aim it to the white race and their governments. They will always lie. The white man has been the biggest liar on this country called Turtle Island. And since they arrived here, they lied since they got off all four ships. And they're still lying to this day in 2021. I'm sorry, folks, if that's heinous and blasphemous, so be it. But I'm sick and tired of our people allowing that stuff to become the wretched refuge. You have a language. You have a way of life. You have a sacred principle that gives you the ability to motivate ourselves to move forward. How are our children going to ever get ahead if we don't give them the basic realities that we have in honor because we are a connected people with the earth? Connected people with the earth. We're connected to the air, the water, the animals, the trees, and grandma herself, and the rest of the people. But because we've been implemented and colonized and versified by white supremacy, white think, white Werthal, we don't know how to come together. That's the biggest principle right there, coming together. And I've always said this, just because it looks like an Indian and sounds like an Indian doesn't mean it's an Indian. You all can talk a good game if you want to. That's fine. That's you. You're entitled to your opinion. You don't have to listen to Chinupa. You don't even have to call me Chinupa. Call me an asshole or whatever you want to. But my point is this. Once you recognize and mention the distinctions between what is happening in this country, then you can understand the individual freedoms that you have, because it was the equality vested upon man. Man that lived symbolically, nomadically, because that's how the great mystery in Mother Earth worked. That's a true origin of a property that gave us life from the earth and the animal. Right there. This country does not give you that. Everything is written, created by the white man. And so now that our brain has been contaminated by white think, it creates a learning disorder that is hard for us to believe in our natural values of substances that can save us, that can give back the medicines that can help the body heal itself. And the body can heal itself when you adapt to that. And they might be small, but they're all there because the animals provide medicine. Our natural vegetation off the earth, Mother, has medicine. Our water has medicine. But we're reduced to this level where we have to depend on that white man. But we're not really depending on him. We keep begging ourselves to want his stuff. You see, that's inhuman, folks. These are things that create a separation within ourselves. Now, to blow the picture wide open, you all know this, indigenous people. You all know this, that we bring the white race into our sacred circle and teach him the Sundance, teach him songs, teach him sweat lodge ceremonies. And when you give him that opportunity, he takes it, goes home to wherever state he's from, and what does he do? He uses that person that taught him that and puts up a sweat lodge and does all our stuff, and he's running it. The white man is running our sacred way when he knows nothing about it. Now, you don't see indigenous people taking up grant money to build churches and run it in the fashion of a white man. Many have done in the past, don't get me wrong. But now they're all gone, and those churches are still sitting there, and there's no congregations in them. Because they finally woke up and saw that contamination, what white, philosophical standards through white think was doing, it neutralized them from really connecting back to who they once were. Sad but true. And that's the development of what you're being denied to. I don't care if you joined the armed forces. My grandfather was in the United States Navy in the First World War. And I learned a lot from him, and he did tell me, don't you dare join the white man's brigade. And all them years I listened to my grandfather tell me what they did to them in there, it makes a lot of sense how the white race disregards the human being, no matter what color he is. And this is the punishment that our people need to get away from and step back and watch the white man do it to himself. Haven't you just learned the other few months ago when they trashed their own building in the White House? In the Capitol building? They hurt their own people. A young lady died from it, and a cop died from it. Then just recently, somewhere down in Florida, FBI agents were shot to death. What does that tell you? All you have to do is step back, folks, and they'll do it to themselves. See? When the white man decides to wake up and really open up his heart and ask for forgiveness to the people of color, it's going to be up to you guys to forgive him, because I won't. Chanupa Gruham Money will not. I have my own problem with that white man, and I don't think I can ever forgive him. I have never done anything to anybody in physical form. So I have nothing to apologize to you for. I have nothing to say, come here, and Chanupa wants to apologize. No, I have never done nothing to you. I have never done nothing to my sister Leona. I have never done nothing to Jenny. I have never done nothing to Jibril and many others. I have never done nothing to my little brother Bryce Inderwood and many others. I haven't done anything to you. All of this contamination comes by the picture of knowing what it's painted for from the white race. That's a measure that you cannot exercise or even expedite. And for the listening audience that want to contribute to what I'm sharing with you, and I'm only going to say this because I'm opinionated. I'm the HIIC, Lakota people and indigenous people. I'm the HIIC, okay? The reason I'm saying that openly is because I'm sick and tired of you guys claiming something you're not. I'm a mixed HIIC. What it abbreviates for, I'm the head Indian in charge, okay? That's what I'm saying. But I'm not in charge of you. I'm in charge of the conditions and contaminations what America has done to us from a human rights perspective. I would love to hear my black folks say the same thing. Because if they can do that same thing, then they will know who their common enemy is. The white people want the red man gone, the black man gone, and the yellow man gone, period. That understand the independent structure of value of living. That's an honor. They want us gone. So everybody else that get contaminated with white think it's easier to control them. Simple, folks. It's right there. So as the time continues to get closer to our hour and top of the hour, I want to open it up for questions, and I'll answer it to my best capability to all of you. And I thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I'm going to close it with this as I open it up. I got 4 minutes before it hits the bell of six. Mitaki epilechala wonach unchichu bigihe mila haskat hawok and we choy. Hechus et kokata kaholiewa. Ho you can lecht at kitaku lena upasi somna I wong lakok et chetia lakhota tawaun speki lena hechus eat. Doni me tak shitsa lena wan black in a Slovaki hena chichu bawaki. Hena misha mitrosni tak shitsa kilena ichupi. Ash, wonach ukilet shichuki, he echela walakabnaha, nayach oyaki. Lila mila huska ki techion kahu. Now we choku jekile wantagna ake usha, lakota oyateki, usha pachpapi, nakata okalapi. Hohiotia hilcha, iteha ata oluspam, ata to cute ho man. Ya he was stationed me takipi. Toha, we chokat hakikia le in wolakot ochlati inichagamnaha. Wow, speak hello, ha. What hat hanka kichi mane to kitoni lewi choke who's a heady chupsnik? Toni. Na ite haki le, le chalaki semila huska kikaka, hena isha toni hek achis. Wa air is some let hankiki wabble the le luhab hunter, old hanat hokatakia, ekas ona ha iteo wapiki wanka. Wa air washichiki lena techion kapu. Na techion kau ki lila iotion kyakte. Na wa kenzak lena iotie kyapi. Tagini yutapsni. Na wa kanki henan nako. Lila wane tu ki le lila techion hina jib. Hetsus etoni. Woyuk cha trinki ki hetsus emila haska ayapach papsni. Toni hetsus echanumsni. Ho heon cha lila unkaki jape. Wa e he yan keks to. E honey le. Chanupo akhanki le oate ki kub he hon. We are ki le hechus e on kupi. Na we are ki hena chanupa ki le na awan kakte. Ho he we chokhan ki le wana yu tok zap tam. We chasa hena oispab na ata chanupa ki se le usha oispab na ata. Ikhach ata waachib na hawan spek le na ipach yapi na oate tok zap o spek chakam. Ho hena isyan yanke. As toani hechus e tuani woglakis. And now one black and now a slower. Now to our hechus a warlock hot inch pezuto which has a hechus a yank. Lila letak shit a chupicile, yecha chanupacile. Dona hook hechus a wobble as a chanupaki heku, yukta hunter, techia on gokuakte. Not chanupaki he hechu. Walk all. Hilcha, woyuksha, and a walk hunkile on you happy. Doni oyate he you has katabo keeps. Ho hena hechus e un spe un kiapi un trechab he ha. Ho kashila wa ki hechus e un spe ma ke. Na un chi mit ha ki. Na ina mit ha. Hena hechus e un spe ma ke. He un cha un zik ta ke I blable ashna. Na mi shia e honi, we wang wa cha. Hechus e tachi le wa pachlu ke na wa chi. We alase wa chi. Na toni hechus e I wa gla ke. Na oini ka ke toni hechus e o blushmin o ati tchok ke ki ma e chagna. Toni, hen sa hena toni mushi. To hunt hachiki, o mash te hunt a hitch hammock. Ask Lila Kahia Wauna, Hershus in Haji. Nani weapi. Me weapi tona nahumpi. Walla cote echetia lewa blaze a little oluspeb hunter. Sakomini works at Hankiki, here we chase with Chak, Uki, Zania Nailia. Neetaha o cola kitchi, one zina hunksi, henna you happy. Letcha oglala o wanke tima. Tokala na chantet in the henna nupa. Kigle live. O cola kitchi, nahunksi, o galala o ateki you happy. Hena yankeisto. Chatrokala na chantet izaki. Ptala isaki nazi. We cheat hokablessions and nadim no ate oita. Nahunksi hetchens o kitchi. Na near hetchens e ilala o yaki him. Ni wiampi, ni wakampi. Now we charge a glenna nahakti. Let's use a warlock of the Oki Chagokile. A better one see Makashina Ake on Kiokta. As Niwaki Hena Nash Niyankte. Hena is a one speak here, Yanke. As Tony Hetsu said to any old lady. Ah, the one chagra, Mila Husket Hawo, Kitako Yapin. Oh, ah, let's use a chama at the mayor. And now I'm testing that. So, one. So I said that in our language for listening audience that are indigenous. So I open it up for question and dialogue. And thank you all for giving me that opportunity to share that with you, because I am tired of our people playing Indian. And I am tired of the white race doing the same damn thing. Back to you, listening audience. It's open for question.
Hello.
This is Lanny LaPlante, coming at Tazip Cho from Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in South Dakota. And having come to that age and that perspective in your life where you start to look at the structure of your tribe and the structure of the government, the IRA government. And tribal councils are all just so corrupt, you know, like just with ours here. And that's the problem when nothing works, is because we have corruption. And corruption is not a small thing. It's a major thing. You know, and it's allowed with this IRA government, you know, like with us guys here in Cheyenne River, Jamie White Eyes, he's the land director, you know, and he stole our land. And, you know, but before him, they created Ordinance 71, which took a lot of full blood's land and gave it to white guys. And what I want to do is I want to shoot a little documentary on this Ordinance 71. And, you know, from the elders who first seen it coming and then showed the devastation that ordinance had upon Indian country, because here it took all the Indians lost their land and it all went to these non-native guys, you know. But it was the non-native councilmen that made this law, you know. So it benefited them. Overwhelmingly benefited them, and it's benefiting them to this day, and that's what we're actually going to court with the council over this. And they failed to respond. To the last time we talked, we were in court with them, so they were supposed to respond and they didn't. So now
Lanny, let me jump in here. Let me tell you why they won't respond. And you didn't hear me collectively as my sister Leona was contributing to this understanding. I was giving tremendous information, okay, to everybody. Look, a tribal government isn't in a position to help people of color, especially any enrolled member of every said reservation. They're there to corrupt themselves, okay? They're not there to do anything. What they're supposed to be doing is taking care of the roads, the buildings for education, making sure our children have clothes and certain foods of a necessity when they get educated, okay? But then there's also an independent tribe versus the treaty tribe. Treaty tribes have put the tribal governments in power, and I've seen this in my time, and it will never go away, and it's never going to stop until we start thinking where the blame is, and we don't blame them. And we're going to be at everybody's throats and each other's throats because of what they, the way they're treating you. Look, I'm not an educated man within the white man's world. I'm not in the military. I'm none of that, okay? I've learned psychology when I went to college about the white race, how they're good human liars, good human liars. And so our people have generated that fraction to implement that chain of command to neutralize our own people. Because as stupid as we indigenous people, and I'm calling us stupid, because I was stupid at one time. I was just like all of you, talking that same game, but I wasn't talking that game in the direction where I needed to aim it at. So that game was them passing judgment over us. You see, when your body opens its heart up to wake the brain up, and the heart controls the brain, you know who your enemy is. A lot of our people ran away from abuse, and even families were abusing us. Our own, you know, aunts and uncles were raping us and being that kind of, you know, sexual predators. So a lot of us come from preconditioned behavior, okay? But we're never blaming the tribal governments, because all tribal governments are there to destroy the tribal people, to do away with the tribal headsmen and teospas. Look at it. That's what it says in their constitution and bylaws, okay? But it's misinterpreted because all these educated people don't know how to implement a tribal government. Look at it. If a tribal government was really sincere, okay, a tribal government would not use the large margin of enrollment, you know, numbers to collect federal dollars. But they were taught that. That's what taxpayers do out there. They pay taxes for their automobiles, houses, and land that belonged to us because we never relinquished it. So those taxpaying dollars are supposed to come into these reservations to help us create civic improvement, okay? But they never, because you got all these people. I have never seen this in my time. I have never seen white folks running a tribal government. That's sad but true. But that's how white America does that. But let's stop it right there. The reason why white America has always implemented that colonial power is because we don't believe in our sacred way no more. Our sacred way can stop it all. But we're playing with it. I just learned Brother Leonard Crowdog's daughter got killed in Sioux Falls, her and her husband. And these are the things what we're talking about tonight. We keep playing with our spirituality, so that's what gives power to the white race to do his testimonial judgments against us, because we think, we talk just like him. I am tired of doing that, but we'll never take the blame to that white man. But he always wants our vote. They're all the same. They're the evilest people on this earth. And whether that offends him, so be it. That's what they do. They do it day in, day out. When the sun comes up in the east and as it goes down in the west, they do this not only to the indigenous people, but they do it to everybody that will not conform. That's why it becomes a corrosion of conformity. Make sense? Yes, it does. That's why we're all that way. A lot of our native people joined the military brigades. They became special forces. They became engineers for tank mechanics. My little brother, Carlin Red Blanket, was in the United States Army. He was in the 101st Infantry in Grenada and Beirut, okay? But my little brother found a way to take his guns and point it back at them. Remember, Martin Luther King's greatest protege that stood with him and that never denounced him, Malcolm X, talked like that very extremely verbally. And what happened? They killed him for it. And they use their own people to do it. You see what I'm getting at? This is what's happening today. Ron Russo just told my little brother Bryce that he spoke on the conditions that were happening on the Cheyenne River, and he was afraid that people might retaliate against him. Well, goddammit, Cheyenne River, you make an attempt to attack Ron Russo. We Stronghearts will have his back. We'll come to Cheyenne River, and we'll show you what you guys still have. That's because he sees the big picture unfolding in the tribal politics. It's never going to stop. The tribal government needs to quit lying to each other and everyone. Right there. It's no different than down here in Pine Ridge. That kid that left office here on Pine Ridge named Julian Barrowrunner, He was the most heinous, stupid kid that creates the same-sex marriage on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. How heinous is that? But they were told to do that from the United States government. That's why the Constitution and bylaws that were provided from you or for all the tribal governments from the Indian Interior Department and the BIA circumvent the issues of your tribal membership. Duh! It's right there, man. Why do you think the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation would never elect Russell Means? Five stints that he ran for office here on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and each time they stopped him because Russell was going to turn it all back on them. And the only way it would work, he was going to give what allocated money came in for every said reservation, and he was going to put it back into the districts of the people and let them deal with it. That was the real leader's mindset. You know where he got that idea from? Chanupa Gluhamani. I corrupted Russell in this. If you're a child and you know how to play marbles, okay? The best marble shooter can win all the marbles if you do one thing. Circumvent. Talk. And that's how you win marbles. You don't have to shoot them. And that's what's happening here. Today, this is 2021. We should have learned from when the Indian Reorganization Act was forced upon us in 1934. A lot of tribes weren't federally recognized. They were state recognized, okay? So now they're all, you know, pleading to that. Please, Mr. White Man, give me enrollment numbers and I'll submit to everything you do to me. I'll shine your shoes, Mr. White Man. This is the mindset. I'll join your military brigade. I'll sit behind a desk, Mr. White Man, and type. I'll learn your computer. Just let me be that good little Indian. I'll cut my ponytail off. I'll sit there with short hair. I'll wear your Stetson cologne and dress your nice shoes and tie. This is the mindset. And it's still happening because nobody's blaming them. We have to. It's never going to go away. One of the greatest leaders of all time did that. His name was Tashunka Witro. He's seen exactly what this white man was doing to our people. Okay? And many others can't see that picture. And I've mentioned this. If you look at Sitting Bull, Rain in the Face, Gaul, Dull Knife, Two Moons, Red Cloud, Crazy Horse, okay? No Ears, Geronimo, Cochise, all these great Indian leaders that stood up to the corruption, even Pancho Villa did that down in Mexico. He's seen exactly what the Spaniards and the English people were doing to each other. And it was because of the resources that this earth provided for our people that knew nothing about it. We lived according to its rule. And that was nature. Simple. So they took that from us, incarcerated us, murdered us. And now they enslaved our hearts and our brain, and we all blame ourselves, but we don't blame him. I rest my case. I give it back to y'all. That's a beautiful question that you mentioned. That's why the courts will never favor you, Lanny. We got to step above their heads. And you got a circumstance to do at your home. You're probably taking care of your family, your mom, if she's still alive, I'm glad. My brother Bryce is in mourning. I know he wants to get testimonial, but he can't. His mother passed away, and I feel for my little brother. And many others face the same thing. But I will tell you this. It's never going to be a first until we do it. We do it by taking our complaints to the United Nations and start putting the heat on. Don't forget, it was the Soviet Union that sanctioned America for their abuse and misconduct toward the indigenous people. Don't forget that, listening audience. Russia did that. Why? Because they have a large contamination of things that America brought in to their country. All of this stuff is all, how you want to say it, you know, on the media. What do they call it now, folks? It's a little devious term, huh? Conspiracy theory, huh? That's what they do. So, oh, don't listen to all this conspiracy theory. Bullshit. That's what they do. No, I'm looking at the truth. So as I advise people, if you step back away from the white man, they'll do it to themselves. Just like they did us when we're fighting each other, right? Okay, we're still doing that. That's why we can't get along. And quit using this term unity. That belongs to them. That's why they call it the United States. Ah, crap. That's it's called Turtle Island or the Island Hill. And that's why I get pumped on these questions, because until we blame them, that's when the healing journey begins. Any more questions out there?
Yeah, I got a question. I want to know if you can break this down for me and give me a better understanding of this, and you know, along with the listening audience. This is from the excerpt from the Human Rights, and it's in the Article 2 about everyone is entitled to the rights of freedom set forth in the Declaration without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Furthermore, no distinction shall be made on the basis of political jurisdiction or international status of a country or territory to which the person belongs, whether it be independent, non-trust, self-governing, or under any other limitation of sovereignty. Can you expound on that, Chinua?
Okay. When you take culturist people and you create a virtue, which is fundamental to our own character and our own appearance. Okay, here's a good way to answer that question. You have all these rights as that person that came from birth, okay? Remember, you didn't get corrupted from mom, and you sure in the hell didn't get corrupted from dad. You got corrupted from all this heinous atmosphere that surrounds America. And I hate that crass term, America, no such thing, but I'm only using it as a point of implementing this philosophy of what you're taking a bite out of. Now, because of the origin and the public opinion that's a nationality, because of what goes on in the communities all across this country, it's never ever going to be expedited or exercised until we take the fight directly to them from a world's point of view. A world's point of view. Okay? Here's what's going on. America has always been a communist country, and they lie about it. They keep it hidden, okay? And the reason for that, they pursued a non-political and freely substance that created self-determination. Why? Because it was easier to implement Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 to the said reservation to strip them of the chiefs and clan system, and the matriarchal system, and the society system. Okay? They took them away from us by implementing that kind of a golden rule to force us into accepting white privilege. We cannot do that. It's no way in God's green earth, and I'm only using that as a figure of speech. The great mystery is green earth. There's no way in crap that we can do that. Because we have never, ever did nothing to that white man. That's the point. So when these covenants that are supposed to be created by people of color, and I mean people of color, the white man in the United Nations, their form of strategic planning, they speak for the people of color over there. The last greatest General Assembly, general, okay, the human rights general, the late Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan was an African brother that saw exactly how injustices were plaguing the American continent. And he said it. So him and Raphael and them guys were the ones that paved the way to create this human rights document. A good example. The Blackfeet people never understood this. And so they were confused. But here's the catch. And I think you got my grandpa's book, Jibril, in your house. They had an old man named Earl Oldperson that sold out their indigenous rights from the Browning, the Blackfeet tribe in Montana. And to this day, all of them people cannot get along because there's too much cowboys up there. And the white man rule over them. Okay? Jenny can verify this. I can verify it because I went to school with brothers. My point that I'm raising, okay? The Universal Declaration on Human Rights was actually formed on December 10th, 1940-something, okay? That was the original Declaration of Human Rights' General Assembly. It was December 10th, 1940-something. I wasn't born then. You wasn't born then. Rest of humanity that's on the show tonight wasn't born then. Okay? So they urged other countries to get involved and look at what America was doing. America has always been a police state. Police state. Okay? And if you don't exercise your human rights, the police state's going to only get stronger. That's what's happening right now. This is 2021. I'm sorry to say this, but thank you. Thank you, white man, for what you did to yourselves at the Capitol. But what you did to my brother, George Floyd, can never, ever be forgotten. George, you forced him to cry for his mom, white man. And we have never made that attempt to do that to you, white man. You did that to my black brother. You made him cry for his mother. And imagine if his mother was there. If his mother was there with her son, George, man, you white folks wouldn't even have a prayer. Conviction would have been served that day if George's mother was there. And I kid you not, because that's the extreme punishment any mother will do for their child. And we all know that to be true. That's why Grandmother Earth is struggling to defend all her animals. But it's the white race. He's a bloodthirsty individual. He's blood drunk. He's hateful drunk. All of it is in that man. Until our people blame him, the draft Declaration of Human Rights is going to stop him from destroying the rest of humanity and destroying our Earth Mother. And that's how you answer that question. Because those are the fundamental practices we are not exercising. We are at each other's throats. But we're not blaming them. Sad but true. All my brothers and sisters, when I was in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska last month, if President Biden, Joe Biden, really wanted to do something courageously good, he should have opened up all penitentiaries and freed everybody if you have that kind of power, if you're that kind of a leader. Nah, he didn't do that. You see? That's how they circumvent. The white race is always going to be a two-legged liar until we blame him. And I could get killed for this message, but I'm ready to die. I've lived on Earth long enough. I'm 63, and I'm doing my work to serve you because I am sick and tired of this capitalistic control that neutralizes human rights and that incarcerates us physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. And I open up back to a question before we close here. And I urge all of you to come back on tomorrow's show. Same clock, same time, Mountain Time at 5 o'clock. And, you know, we got a few minutes left before we shut down. So if there's any last questions before I close it with a real remarkable song. And thank you for
thank
that
you,
question,
Ben.
Brother.
Thank you. Thank you. That pretty much answered my question.
It's still open, folks, if anybody else has a question.
I had one other question also. What can we do to bring our tribal governments, rein in our tribal governments where they're not terrorizing us and having our elders and young people living in squalor and in such impoverished conditions, the people who live in town have a little bit more than those who live in the backcountry of our state reservations. And, those funds, they come in, they don't reach our people who are out in the outlying areas. And what can we do to rein that in your opinion, brother?
Well, let me answer that question truthfully. It's their money. It's the tribal government's money. We have nothing to say over it or do. If we relinquish our enrollmentship, they can't use you for any federal dollar. And when a country deprives you of those human rights, you have a right to denounce your citizenship. Even it says that in the American Constitution. You have a right to denounce your citizenship. When it doesn't protect you, it doesn't work for you, and it doesn't serve you, you have that right. That's a human right, okay? So even in the United States Constitution, it specifically spells that out. Now, the reason why we can never, ever get ahead with any type of monetary existence We don't believe in independence to exercise it. Independence is the key that can successfully free everybody, and we can take care of our own. And that's how you make a long story short. I thank you for that question, too, Jabril.
Thank you, thank you.
Anyone else that's got some questions that need to be answered? We're down below at the top of the hour of an hour and a half. It's 6:25 now. And for some that, you know, are listening in, thank you all for coming on tonight's show. I resume it again tomorrow with my sister's help, Leona. And I want you all to come back on because I just shared with you some strong information about what is happening to this day in 2021. So I'm going to close all of us tonight that were tuned in. Do call me. My phone number is 605-517-2621. Again, 605-517-2621. The other number, 605-517-1547, is still open, but it's got so much data on it, it'll talk for like 3 or 4 minutes and it dies out. But do call me on that number, the 2621. 517. Here's our closing song. And thank you all for giving me this opportunity. Thank you, Sister Leona, for giving us this opportunity to come back on. It's been greatly needed because a lot of elders from different reservations wanted to call in and express their open intentment of what's going on. And I give it all to you guys tomorrow because do tune in and it's your show too. Remember, the Indigenous Voices of People is your show too, not just me. But when we get into political endeavors that harm us, I have to step in and say it. So here's our closing song. And thank you all for tuning in. Our song was given to us from the Sacred Black Hill. Wicho Hanky Lay, hey, ya, Wakan Yelo, hey, 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 Wicho Hanky Lay, hey, ya, Wakan Yelo, hey, 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 oh, ya, take it, lay, Wicho Hanky Lay. Hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, 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 hey, hoy. Wicho, haki, lay, hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, 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 hey, yo. Wicho, haki, lay, hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, 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 hey, ay. Oh, ya, teki, lay, wicho, haki, lay, hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, hey, hoy. Wicho, haki, lay, hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, hey, hoy. Wicho, haki, lay, hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, 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 oh, ya, take lay, with your hunky lay, hey, ya, wakan, ye lo, yo, ay, ay, I sang it 3 verses and 3 times of honor of our 3 grandmothers, the Lakota, the Nakota, and the Dakota. Thank you all, and I look forward to hearing from you all on tomorrow night's show. And thank you, Sister Leona. My love and blessing go out to you and your family for the loss of your loved one. Wo pila tanka for all of you tuning in. Thank you and good night. I'll see you guys tomorrow evening. Ha ho.
Good night, Chinupa. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Oh. Good night.